New England is home to a number of small colleges, and many of them are facing big challenges. The abrupt closure of Mount Ida College last year and Newberry College this year has brought renewed attention to those institutions. And for some, it raises big questions about the future. All this week, WBUR's Edify team is taking a closer look at how some schools are responding in their series, Small Colleges, Big Challenges. To hear more, I'm joined by WBUR Edify reporters Carrie Young and Max Larkin. Carrie, Max, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack.
So explain for a moment what issues these small private colleges here in New England are facing.
Well, they're facing a very competitive market here in New England, and that's due to several factors, but the biggest, arguably, is an expected population decline in New England.
The federal government is projecting that there'll be 8,000 or so fewer graduates from New England's public high schools in 2027 than there were this year. That's about 5% fewer. Then you go out further, say 2032, and the drop's projected to be even more pronounced, maybe 10 or 11%. And then about 4,000 more students leave the state for college each year than did about 15 years ago. So colleges have to stay competitive. That means trying to keep their tuition down, maybe offer financial aid, but their costs are going up. Providing health care, retirement benefits, and then administrative costs, too.
And so who's keeping an eye on all that, you know, making sure that schools aren't cutting it too close with their budgets or being dishonest about their finances?
It is fair to say that closures like the one at Mount Ida kind of put the fear of God into lawmakers and accrediting agencies. These are private institutions, but there will be more scrutiny now. The state's Commissioner of Higher Education, Carlos Santiago, took some ownership of this problem back in May of last year.
Closures will continue to occur, and we will do all in our power to make the Mount Ida experience the exception and not the rule.
So, Jack, the state's Board of Higher Education has been weighing a few reforms. They might put together a watch list of institutions that are struggling financially, or have a requirement that schools have a certain amount of resources on hand to make sure that if they do close, they've got enough time to make the transition less abrupt. And then the New England Commission of Higher Education, which is the accreditor for 224 private colleges and universities, they've also proposed stepped-up monitoring of the member colleges for their financial health.
Do we know how many colleges are on the brink of closure?
We really don't, actually, and that's a problem. For years, the federal government has been trying to assign schools a financial responsibility score, but those are really unreliable. Schools can be in worse or even better shape than one review of their financial data could suggest.
And then you've got college leaders, Jack, who've argued that a watch list could scare off prospective students or faculty and trigger a kind of death spiral, even if the college itself, in the beginning, had a chance to recover. Mount Ida board chair Carmen Reese told state lawmakers last year that many small colleges are having financial challenges.
All of them are making the same public disclosures that we made, and none of them is putting a banner on their website that says, "Watch out, we're on the edge."
But Moody's Investor Services, the credit rating agency, reported last year that about 11 private colleges close per year across the nation. It is reasonable to expect that a lot of those might be in the Northeast because of the demographic trends that we mentioned earlier. And then other schools might seek to merge, which can really change student experiences.
And I think that made us curious about colleges that are facing financial difficulty or that recently made it through. What are they doing to respond to all that pressure, and is it working?
So what'd you find?
Well, there are some schools that saw the writing on the wall before the rest, arguably. You might think of Simmons University, for example. After a financial rough patch, they decided to take their biggest majors and put them online in their graduate programming anyway. And for now, that's working for them.
And then you have other schools that have, over the long term, really drilled down on specialties that the workforce really needs and that students want. Those include health services, social work, business programming, you name it.
Sounds like big challenges at these schools require, in some cases, big changes.
I think that's right, Jack, but change can be uncomfortable. Even though colleges have to be financially sustainable, they're not exactly businesses. They've got decades of history and tradition behind them, big communities around them. You've got alumni and faculty and students that can be really resistant to change, sudden or otherwise.
We saw that resistance in a major way when Hampshire College officials announced that that school was considering a merger with another school, or finding a strategic partner, as they called it. The school community spoke out pretty fiercely against the idea, leading officials to back off and say, okay, will stay independent. But Luis Hernandez, the chair of the school's board of trustees, says whether you're Hampshire College or another institution, one thing has become clear as schools like his navigate the current environment.
Nothing remains the same, you know. The college that we have today is not the college that was 50 years ago. And it's not going to be the college that's going to be 10, 20, 50 years from now either.
He says no matter which path colleges have taken to survive, one thing is constant, and that's that you have to be open to at least some kind of change.
That's WBUR NFI reporters Carrie Young and Max Larkin. Carrie, Max, thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jack.
Tomorrow, mergers and what happens when students and alumni push back with a look at Hampshire College. For more on the series, Small Colleges, Big Challenges, go to our website, WBUR.org.